This is Apollo Control at 13 hours, 57 minutes. The white team, led by Flight Director Gene Kranz, is in the process of taking over here in the control center, relieving the gold team, led by Jerry Griffin. Apollo 13 is 66,738 nautical miles from Earth, velocity 7,123 feet per second. We had no conversation with the crew for the past hour. They have started a 10-hour rest period. It's been a fairly quiet shift. At the beginning of the shift, the crew was performing Program 23, cislunar navigation, taking star markings with the sextant. That went very well. They established a passive thermal control mode and had to reestablish it a little bit later as the initial PTC was not well established. It has been performing very well since it was reestablished. For a period of several hours, the Apollo 13 crew photographed the Earth's weather, one photograph every 20 minutes. Mid-course correction number one was not performed by the spacecraft. Mid-course correction number one for the S-4B, the third stage of the booster, was performed just prior to the gold team coming on shift this evening at 6 hours elapsed time. Mid-course correction number two was scheduled for 9 hours. However, tracking determined that mid-course correction number two for the S-4B was not required, and the S-4B is expected to impact the lunar surface in the area that is desired at about 77 hours, 49 minutes. The impact time will continue to be updated throughout the translunar coast period. Just prior to saying goodnight to the crew, we did have a report from spacecraft commander Jim Lovell that the crew had taken no medication thus far in the mission. And we reported to the crew that all spacecraft consumables are in good shape. At 14 hours, 1 minute, this is Mission Control, Houston.